What is going on, guys? Welcome back to another edition of the Locked On Panthers podcast. Bill Rossetti back with you guys, back home from Indianapolis after what was an amazing week at the scouting combine. Got a chance to meet some of the players and take in some of the press conferences of the coaches. It was an extremely impressive week, an extremely amazing week. I loved being out there, and I already can't wait to get back out there next year. But we're back here, basically post-combine. I mean, as we're recording this, the combine is still going on. The defensive backs are doing their on-field drills. But for the most part, the combine is over. And now there's really only one big event left for these players before the draft. And that is Pro Days, which actually start within the next couple of days, I think. You know, throughout the month of March. And I think a little bit in April, but for the most part, March is a lot of the pro days. But that also means mock drafts are just going to become more fast and furious. As if they weren't prevailing enough already, they're really going to start flying now that the combine is in the books. And so, it's Monday. Might as well get this series back up. I'm sorry, at least this is the first opportunity to do this, so really glad that we are here now. So it is Mock Draft Monday. We're going to try to start this. We're going to do a 7-round mock for the Carolina Panthers, although really in effect it's more of a 6-round mock because, remember, the Panthers do not have a 7th-round pick right now as they traded that pick to Buffalo. So, in a sense, it's a 6-round mock, but we'll go through the draft, and we'll do it live, as you know others have on this network have done before, as I've done in the past. So this will be the first for 2019. But for the first time, instead of using FanSpeak, and we might go back to FanSpeak, but I'm really intrigued, and I really love the mock draft machine over at the Draft Network, and I think we're gonna be using that quite often. And for now, we will use the TDN. We'll use the predictive board for the mock draft here. I have thought about building my own big board, which would be quite interesting. But for now, we'll use the predictive board, and we'll do this live right here with you guys. So we'll start right off the bat. We're on the clock here, round one. And I'm looking at some of the players that are available, and amazingly enough, Ed Oliver is the first name that pops to mind seeing the top of the list. But Ed Oliver, I mean, for one, they have him ranked 16th, so he is still on the board with this pick. For perspective's sake, the mock draft so far, the first 15 picks were Nick Bosa to the Cardinals, Josh Allen to the 49ers, DK Metcalf to the Jets. We know Metcalf's stock is going to skyrocket after that 4.33 40-yard dash. I mean, how impressive was that? So Metcalf to the Jets, Devin White to the Raiders at 4, Quinnen Williams to the Bucks at 5, Jawan Taylor to the Giants at 6. TJ Hawkinson to the Jaguars at 7. Rashawn Gary to the Lions at 8. Andre Dillard to the Bills at 9. Kyler Murray goes number 10 in this mock to the Broncos. Jonah Williams to the Bengals at 11. Packers took Montez Sweat. Dolphins took Dwayne Haskins at 13. Falcons take Brian Burns at 14. And Cody Ford to the Redskins at 15. And obviously, you know, a lot of things can happen, but Brian Burns has definitely been impressing a lot of people so far. He could go top 10. But like I said, I'm intrigued by the fact that Ed Oliver is still here on the board. And I mean, I just can't pass it up. If Ed Oliver is still on the board at 16 for the Panthers, I would sprint to the board for him because, I mean, we've seen the comparisons, or we've heard the comparisons to Aaron Donald, obviously, and the way Ed Oliver measured at the combine certainly helps him. He came in at about 290, so easy replacement for Dontari Poe down the line. So Ed Oliver, we'll go with him at 16. And so we're running now through the draft on our way to pick number 47 in round two. And now we are on the clock and looking at some of the players on the board. We've got Daniel Jones, at least among the top players, Daniel Jones, Dexter Lawrence, Mack Wilson, Greg Little, Ja'Kai Polite. Polite definitely hurt himself a little bit at this combine. There was, you know, we've heard a lot of buzz as far as first round pick leading up to this combine, but his 40-yard dash wasn't the greatest. You know, it sounds like he, because I had already left by the time before the defensive lineman took the media podiums, but a lot of accounts say that his interviews or his media presence wasn't the greatest, and then the 40-yard dash was pretty bad, so probably going to slip a little bit. But that being said, he's not a bad option here in the second round. But Greg Little is also still on the board, and the Panthers, I think, definitely need to address offensive tackle at some point, with Matt Khalil and Darrell Williams definitely question marks Yadni Kahust is still on the board here too. Caleb McGarry out of Washington, David Edwards, and Michael Dieter out of Wisconsin. So there's a lot of tackle options here, and I think that's the way we're going to go here. I think we've got to hit both lines here. The question is, which tackle do we go with? Because I think if we check the interior board right now, interior offensive line, the best player is Drew Samia of Oklahoma, and then Ben Powers of Oklahoma. So I think we can wait a bit on interior if we're going to attack that. But I think we've got to bring in an offensive tackle. And I think, you know, he kind of disappointed a little bit himself at the combine, but like with Polite, I think second round is a solid spot where there won't be a lot of pressure on him. And, you know, even if you do have Matt Khalil one more year, it gives him a little bit of time to develop. So I think we're going to go with Greg Little here at number 47. Let him develop a bit. And if things work out, he can step into the draft or step into the field a little sooner than expected. But I think having that time to develop behind Moten and Khalil is going to be pretty big for him. So far, two picks in, we've got Ed Oliver, the defensive tackle out of Houston, and Greg Little, the offensive tackle out of Mississippi. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we'll dig into the middle of the draft, starting with two picks in round three. Listening to Locked On Panthers podcast with me, Bill Rossetti. We'll be right back. And Bill Rossetti back with you guys here on this Mock Draft Monday. We're running through a live mock draft courtesy of the Draft Network, of course. The Draft Network, Kyle Krabs, Joe Marino, John Ledyard, Trevor Sikkema, Ben Solak, Brad Kelly, they all do a fantastic job. Was fortunate to get to see all the guys. Well, unfortunately, Brad could not make it, but everybody else from the Draft Network was there. Very glad I got to see them. Obviously, Kyle and Joe with the Draft Dudes, John and Trevor with the Locked On NFL Draft Podcast. Go check them out because they've got all your info on the draft. But we are back here. It is round three, and of course, the Panthers have two picks here in round three. They have their original pick, which is number 77 overall, and then they have pick number 100 in round three. That was the compensatory pick that they got from Andrew Norwell signing with the Jaguars. So we've already addressed the two lines. We could go after interior offensive line if we want to as well. But looking at the rankings, the highest prospect ranked is actually Ross Pierschbacher of Alabama, number 151. So I think we can wait on interior, but we did at least address offensive line a little bit. And we've touched defensive line, but we can certainly get some edge if we want to as well. And looking at some of the edge guys, DeAndre Walker of Georgia, LJ Collier of TCU, Zach Allen of Boston College. But I'm also seeing Ben Benogu of TCU, and he really impressed with some of his athleticism on the field. And I think he's definitely a guy that he definitely seems like a guy that has a lot of intrigue, a lot of upside, and just the athletic ability. So I think that's the way we're going to go to address the edge position here. Get another guy in there, especially with Peppers gone. So we'll go with Ben Benogu, defensive end out of TCU. So that's the first of our two third-round picks. And now we're coming up to pick number 100, which again is the compensatory pick that they got. So we've addressed line, we've addressed offensive line, we've addressed defensive line. Of course, we can still use interior help, maybe a wide receiver. Let's look at the wide receivers, who's available right now. You got J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. You got Michael Hardman, Dylan Mitchell, Antoine Wesley. Jacoby Myers is on the board. And I tell you what, I got a chance to talk a little bit with Myers at the Combine. And I asked him, who do you model your game after? He mentioned, because I had asked him if he met with the Panthers, and he said he did. He said he had one coming up with the Panthers. And I said, do you kind of model your game after DJ Moore? Or who do you model your game after? He said, well, I won't model after DJ Moore because he's fresh. But he said he models his game, or he likes to compare himself to guys like Jarvis Landry, Keenan Allen, and Chad Johnson. And I found that really intriguing, especially even just Keenan Allen and Jarvis Landry, because Myers is like right in the middle measurement wise between Allen and Landry, but being a little bigger than Landry, but able to work the slot like he did at NC State, but he showed he can work a little bit outside, and being a little smaller than Keenan Allen. If you get that kind of combo out of Jacoby Myers, I think you're looking at a really intriguing prospect. And he caught a lot of balls at NC State, even with playing with a guy like Kelvin Harmon. So to bring in a guy like Myers with guys like DJ Moore and Curtis Samuel, I think is definitely an interesting option. And I think just the way you're building playmakers on this offense, I think that would be really fun to watch. So I think that's the way we're going to go here, right? We're going to go with Jacoby Myers, wide receiver out of North Carolina State. And that now takes us into round four, pick number 115 overall. So again, to recap, we've got Ed Oliver, we've got Greg Little, we've got Ben Benogu, and we've got Jacoby Myers. So now we're at round four, number 115 overall. If we look again at the interior offensive line, now a lot of the top guys have gone, because actually the highest ranked player now on the predictive board in terms of interior offensive linemen is number 212, Bunchy Stallings out of Kentucky. So missing out on a lot of the top guys, but it's not a huge deal, because we saw Greg Van Roten play very well and be the only offensive player to play every snap on offense. And Ron Rivera expressed a lot of confidence in Tyler Larson in being able to step up and take that center position. So it's not a huge deal that we don't have an interior guy right now. But looking at some other positions, we could go running back. Looking at some of those guys right now, David Montgomery is still on the board, Damien Harris, Devin Singletary, Travion Williams. Ron Rivera talked about, and like we discussed the other day, Ron Rivera talked about possibly looking for a compliment to Christian McCaffrey, because he expressed a little bit of concern with the workload that McCaffrey had. And there's definitely some intriguing backs here for sure. David Montgomery, a guy that a lot of people had as the number one guy, was had some buzz on them going into the season. Definitely feels like, just because of the position value, is going to make some of these guys drop. And Montgomery is an intriguing guy. Williams is an intriguing guy. Even Gaskin is still on the board. Higdon, Armstead. There's a lot of intriguing names here. And I think with a lot of the names here, I think we can hold off on running back one more round and maybe revisit the position in round five. If we look at the safety position too, because that's certainly going to be in an interesting position in terms of the competition that we could have opposite Eric Reed, even to just kind of light a fire under Rashawn Golden. Mike Edwards is the top player on their board left out of Kentucky. Delvin Randall out of Temple. Evan Worthington out of Colorado. Sheldrick Redwine out of Miami. Again, probably another position that maybe we can wait on. So if we look overall, this could just be a position where we can maybe go best player available. Actually the highest ranked player right now on the board is Tyree Jackson out of Buffalo. The question is, would the Panthers be willing to take a shot on a 6'7" quarterback, nearly 6'8"? The size is kind of an issue. He's tall, but it's not always the greatest. We've seen tall quarterbacks go in the past and some success, but it's kind of the Brock Osweiler effect. Just scrolling through, Gerald. Even at other position, you got guys like Gerald Willis on the board. Kaleem Saunders is still on the board, but I don't think we really need to attack D line. Because we've already got Ed Oliver, but Saunders is a guy that if they don't get a guy like Ed Oliver or don't attack D-line early, Saunders is someone I'd be really intrigued by in the middle rounds. But I think looking through here, I think at least with the top guys that are available, I think maybe we will attack the running back position. I'm looking at a guy like David Montgomery. He's the best back on the board, 5'11", 216. Good, real good running back. Just, it feels like Montgomery would be a solid complement. And, we saw the way the Rams utilized two running backs in the playoffs. So I think we will go ahead and attack running back, and we'll go with David Montgomery, the running back out of Iowa State. So that gives us now Ed Oliver, Greg Little, Ben Benogu, Jacoby Myers, and David Montgomery. We'll take a quick break, come back, and we will wrap this bad boy up with rounds 5 and 6. We'll be right back here on LOP. And Bill Rossetti back with you guys to wrap up this mock draft Monday. We are back on the board. It is round 5, pick number 154. Again, we've attacked both sides of the off, both lines. So we've attacked the trenches a little bit. We've got another receiver in Jacoby Myers, and we've got a complement now to Christian McCaffrey in David Montgomery. So, we're starting to hit a bit of our needs. Probably could still attack interior offensive line at some point, maybe bring in safety, maybe even the linebacker. Linebacker's not really a position we talked about either. Looking at the guys that are available there, you've got Trey Watson as the top available from Maryland, Chase Hansen out of Utah, Ben Burr-Kirvin out of Washington, Deshaun Davis out of Auburn. Some interesting, Trey Lamar and Khalil Hodge on the board here, and Sione Takitaki. A couple of guys that really have kind of improved their stock a little bit, really seem to have some buzz on them. those seem like a couple guys, especially if the Panthers go to a 3-4. Even a guy like Hodge, who's just kind of a hard hitter, solid tackler, maybe 6'1", 235, someone they can maybe bring in there at one of the linebacker spots. So Hodge is intriguing to me. Taki Taki is very athletic, really improved his stock at the Shrine Game and then the Senior Bowl. So I think we've got Jermaine Carter played well at the end of the season, and I think he's very likely going to take one of those starting spots. They did just re-sign Jared Norris, I believe, to a new deal, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, a new 2-year deal for Jared Norris. But I think we could also bring in another linebacker, and I'm intrigued by Hodge, and for a 5th-round pick, maybe we could wait on him, but I'd rather just grab him now, make sure we have him, just get another kid in there at the linebacker spot. So Khalil Hodge is the pick here at 154. And now we are on our way to round number 6, which means we are entering the final pick of the mock drafts, right? The Panthers only have 7 picks. The only round that they have multiple picks is round 3, and again, no pick in round 7. So here we are, pick 187, the final pick of this mock draft. So we've hit on O-line, we've hit on D-line, we've got a linebacker, we've got a receiver, we've got a running back. So we've kind of hit some of our needs. We'll look back at the safety position. Dakota Dixon out of Wisconsin, top guy on the board. Darius West out of Kentucky is available. Andrew Wingard of Wyoming. JoJo McIntosh out of Washington. Will Harris out of Boston College. They're the top guys there. And then, we could briefly touch on cornerback, though I don't think that's really a huge need. But you've got Savion Smith out of Alabama is the top available. Jordan Wyatt out of SMU. Tim Harris out of Virginia. Jimmy Moreland, who was another guy that kind of impressed during the Shrine Game and got the call up to the Senior Bowl, out of James Madison. And Jamal Peters out of Mississippi State. They're the top guys. But I don't really think you need to worry too much about cornerback. I think Bradbury should be okay. Corn Elder, I like him in the nickel, and especially with Captain Munderland gone, Corn Elder could get a shot to get to see more snaps in the slot. So I'm not really worried about corner, though I do think we can maybe touch on safety. At this point, you're likely just bringing in guys that'll look for reps or look for practice reps, kind of battle with Rashawn Golden. And there's a couple names I'm looking at here: Darius West out of Kentucky and JoJo McIntosh out of Washington. And Washington actually seems intriguing. Actually looking at Ben Solak's report right now, likes his size at 6'1", 220, good hard-hitting safety, but he does say he's not a consistent tackler. But for a 6th-round pick, and possibly a special teamer, I think we'll add another body to the safety spot, and we'll go with McIntosh. So that'll be the final pick. And we'll just let the mock draft run through, just to see out of curiosity, too, who Mr. Irrelevant will be in this mock. But the final result: Ed Oliver, defensive tackle, Houston, at number 16. Greg Little, offensive tackle, Mississippi, at number 47. Ben Benogu, edge, TCU, at number 77. Jacoby Myers, NC State, wide receiver, at number 100. David Montgomery, Iowa State running back, at number 115. Khalil Hodge, Buffalo linebacker, at number 184. And JoJo McIntosh, safety out of Washington, at number 187, and for the record, the if it'll let me go back here, trying to see who Mr. Irrelevant is, but looking like we're having a bit of an issue with the software right now, but at least we got the Panthers picks in, and there you go. That's the first Mock Draft Monday in the books. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Of course, you guys can do this yourselves. All you have to do is just go to thedraftnetwork.com, find the Mock Draft Machine, and build your own big board. You can even incorporate your big boards into the Mock Draft Machine. So there's just so many ways that you can do it, and you can draft for any team, as many teams as you want. Theoretically, if you really wanted to, you can sit and do your own full 7-round mock by yourself, picking every single team by yourself if you really wanted to, all 254 picks. But go check out the Draft Network. They do a fantastic job there. So with that, we're going to get out of here. Thanks so much for watching. Or, well, listening. Can't really watch a podcast, but thanks for listening to the podcast. As always, appreciate the support. Remember, you can listen in your car with your smart speaker if you so have one. All you have to do is tell your smart speaker to play podcast, whatever podcast you choose to listen to, other than this one, of course, because I certainly hope you're already telling your speaker to listen, especially if you're listening to me talk about this right now. But in any event, appreciate it, guys, and we will see you next time right here on LOP. Until then, take care, my friends.